We have no babies with us today, but let me ask a question. Have any of you ever played peekaboo with a baby? Yes? Okay. So, you know what? They're so easy to entertain at that age. All we have to do is cover our faces and then uncover them, and they laugh and laugh. It's easy to be a comedian when you're dealing with babies. They think we've gone away when we cover our faces, but then presto, we come right back. They don't get it yet that someone can be out of sight, but still present. As we continue our journey through the Easter season, we see different accounts of how the risen Jesus was present to the disciples. Today, Luke is front and center, both in the Acts of the Apostles and in the Gospel. Today, Luke emphasized that Jesus was a real person. While his risen body was different and glorified, Jesus was the same human being that he was when he walked the earth with the disciples. And even though Luke acknowledges, all the gospel writers acknowledge, that Jesus wasn't physically present with the disciples after the resurrection, not all the time, we do know that he was always with them. Through the Spirit, through the Eucharist, Jesus was always present. Luke also described for us today how Jesus's disciples in the early church continued Jesus's mission after he had ascended to his Father in heaven. Peter, James, John, and some of the other disciples preached, taught, and healed in Jesus's name. We know from scripture that after Jesus's death, the disciples were confused and unsure. They thought that because Jesus had died, he was gone. The disciples were lost, afraid, and doubting. Even after they heard from some of their members, some of the group, even after they heard he was alive, they were not all convinced. In today's gospel, Luke tried to explain Jesus's risen presence to his readers. He used a meal to do so. Today's verses are immediately after the account of the road to Emmaus. If you remember that story, the disciples that were on the road invited Jesus to come in and have dinner with them after he had walked with them on the road. Luke made the point of saying that Jesus was hungry. For Luke, that was evidence that Jesus was real. He wasn't a ghost. By letting the disciples know that he wanted to eat with them, Jesus signaled his humanity and gave them permission to share a meal joyfully with their risen Lord. What do we know about shared meals? I think for many of us, a shared meal is a time of hospitality and intimacy. And maybe even more important than whatever food was put on the table was the conversation that happened at the meal. Jesus reminded the disciples of all he had taught them, including his connection with Moses and the prophets and the Psalms. That meal, a sharing of food and conversation, helped the disciples realize that the risen Jesus could be with them in a new and different way. But then Luke told his readers that sharing a meal with Jesus also made demands on them. Breaking bread with the risen Lord required them to repent and share the good news with all they met. Resurrection was not something that just happened to Jesus. The disciples were all changed by this earth-shattering event as well. As I think about it, a meal with the risen Lord might have been uncomfortable for some of the disciples, especially Peter, who denied Jesus right before his death. Have you ever had to face hard things at a family meal? A tough conversation had to happen. You may be relieved when it's over. But honest conversations that happen at meals are part of what Jesus shared with the disciples and part of his call to us. Breaking bread with each other in the name of the risen Christ can lead to changed hearts and changed actions. Sharing food and conversation is part of every culture throughout history. It's universally recognized as a sign of welcome to your home. It's also a gesture of welcome in our church. In a few minutes, we'll sing a new song that helps us appreciate the importance of the meal we share in church each Sunday. We bring the bread and wine to share a meal, sign of grace and mercy, the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Lord in the meal. It's interesting as we look at crowds in churches all across the country, we know that it's hard to maintain this tradition of regular meals shared on Sunday, just as it's probably hard to maintain the tradition of a regular family meal on Sunday. Maybe you remember from your childhood, I remember from mine, my family gathered together every Sunday. No matter what else you were doing, it was expected that you would show up for Sunday dinner. And it was usually a big meal, maybe a roast that couldn't happen during the week, or maybe something special that took a long time, like lasagna. But Sunday dinner was important, and Sunday dinner was a tradition we kept. My family had another meal tradition, and I don't know about yours, but we always had a meal in a restaurant or in a hall after somebody's funeral. I think I may have shared this with you once before, but before my grandmother died, she was really on top of things, and she said, cut corners on anything, but not the party. The meal had to take top priority. I think about her wishes sometimes, and I think about how important it is to gather, relax a little after a stressful time, and share good memories of what it means to be a family. A shared meal in honor of a loved one can help families deal with their loss and maybe even help them set aside grievances and focusing on honoring their loved one that died. The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles tells us that's what happened in the early days of the church. Peter and John knew without a doubt that the risen Christ and his spirit were with them. Unlike a baby in peekaboo, they realized they didn't need to see Jesus to feel his continuing presence. In the verses before today's reading, Peter and John healed a man just like Jesus did. The people were amazed. Peter followed up by calling the people to account for what they had done to Jesus, and he invited them to change their hearts and follow the risen Lord. In Acts of the Apostles, Peter and John, and then later Paul, spread the good news and invited everyone to repentance and new life in Christ. When they followed Jesus, they were part of the community that broke bread together. All the readings across the 7 weeks of the Easter season are stories of people who experienced the risen Lord and changed their lives because of it. Acts of the Apostles tells us that those who believed in Jesus had a strong community that cared for each other and made sure no one was in need. And they gathered together for the breaking of the bread. They were not babies that thought you disappeared when your face was covered. They were confident that Jesus was with them, maybe not physically, but Jesus was with them in the breaking of the bread every time they gathered. As followers of Jesus today, we come together to share this meal, rejoicing that the risen Christ is truly with us. Coming together requires that we set aside our differences and celebrate what brings us together. The meal we share in church today is our constant reminder of Christ's risen presence in our lives and our call to be instruments of his love in the world. And as we sit down at meals in our homes today, let's say a prayer of thanks for the many ways that Christ brings us together. And as we'll sing, we remember, we celebrate, we believe.